proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue our study about the Jewish high priests by looking at the very first man to hold that office. God selected Aaron, Moses' older brother, to serve as the first Jewish high priest. Aaron and Moses were the sons of Aram and Jochebed, both members of the tribe of Levi. The Bible revealed little information about Aaron's life before he encountered Moses in the wilderness. But while Moses grew up in the court of the Egyptian Pharaoh, Aaron apparently dwelled in Goshen, where the rest of the Israelites lived. Aaron married a woman named Elisheba. She had kinship with Nashon, who, according to the fourth chapter of the book of Ruth, descended from the tribe of Judah. Aaron had four sons. God killed the two oldest, Nadab and Abihu, when they, quote, offered strange fire before the Lord, unquote, as the 10th chapter of Numbers put it. The two remaining sons of Aaron and Elisheba were Eleazar and Ithamar. They became the progenitors of Aaron's high priestly successors. When God dispatched Aaron to meet Moses, according to the fourth chapter of Exodus, God said that Aaron, quote, shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, unquote. The brothers appeared before the leaders of Israel when, quote, Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people, unquote. Aaron also assisted Moses when the two men appeared before the Pharaoh of Egypt. After the Exodus, Aaron aided Moses when the Israelites battled with the Amalekites, an incident described in the 17th chapter of Exodus. Along with a man named Hur, Aaron held up one of the lawgiver's arms, enabling the Jewish nation to defeat their foes. Regrettably, though, Aaron also played a significant role in Israel's creation and worship of a golden calf, as described in Exodus chapter 32. After the Israelites pressured him to, quote, make us gods, unquote, Aaron directed them to give him their golden earrings. He then melted the gold and created an idol from it. Aaron constructed an altar for this idol and proclaimed a feast day. The author of Exodus 32 also noted that, quote, Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, unquote. Moses later confronted his brother about this matter. Aaron blamed the Israelites, telling Moses, quote, thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief, unquote. He accepted no personal responsibility for anything that had transpired. Nevertheless, he did not deceive God. According to the 9th chapter of Deuteronomy, quote, the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him, unquote. Yet God did tell Moses to consecrate Aaron and his sons unto the priesthood. The narrative contained in the 8th chapter of Leviticus described the ceremony, which lasted for 7 days. After Aaron brought sacrifices unto God, Leviticus chapter 9 recorded that, quote, there came a fire out from before the Lord, and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, unquote. Aaron served approximately 40 years as the first Jewish high priest. The Bible records that he died on Mount Hor at the age of 103. His eldest surviving son, Eleazar, succeeded him as the next high priest. Despite his sin regarding the golden calf, Aaron is still seen as a godly figure in the Old Testament, the predecessor of those high priests which were to follow him in that office. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.